The Tennessee Board of Education entered uncharted territory when it voted unanimously to open a pair of charter schools that had been denied by the Nashville School Board. The proposals from KIPP Nashville generated practically no debate by the state panel, which is appointed by Governor Bill Haslam. Members went along with the recommendation from its executive director, Sarah Hayburn. Charter school proposals denied by local boards in Tennessee have always been able to appeal to the state, but now instead of just telling districts they have to change a decision, the state can oversee the charter itself. Since it's never been done before, Hayburn explained to the board that now there's a period of reconciliation.
The sponsor and the district can choose for that school to go back to the district, but it must be a mutual decision. It's a 30-day window, and our legal counsel will be working with Metro Nashville.
The Metro School Board could just go along with the state. That would only take changing one board member's mind, since the KIPP schools were denied by a 5-4 vote. The proposed schools were denied primarily not because of any deficiency at KIPP's other campuses, but an argument that charters are sucking money away from traditional schools. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.